Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to this week's segment of Live Without Limits. Today's show is titled, Five Ways to Grow Your Online Business. Why do we want to talk about growing your online business? Because even if you have a brick and mortar store, you have to have a presence on the internet. And the employment opportunities today are on the internet. So we need to change how we think of things and look at how we can adapt to where we are now. Okay, there was too much time since the last time that I did a Q&A, but we had a great session last week. Here are a couple of the highlights and an old top five email I found in the archives. You really need to see this. You'll get even more in-depth advice on the topic here. Okay. What is the best way to do marketing? For example, emails, guest posting on other websites, word of mouth leads, advertising, etc. Are there certain methods of marketing that you found to be more effective than others? Buying traffic to your website is most effective for getting customers if your copy is good enough to make the numbers work. The second best way is to work with affiliates and provide them email copy, a great subject line, so it gets lots of opens and curiosity that gets them to click over to your click over to your sales page. Okay, why is this important? Because there are companies that are starting every day in business. The problem is for so many of us, we are so used to working for someone else that we just don't think about when you have a business. You need people to work with you, and if you have an online presence and you need people to help you with that business, then why not look at it this way? Think in terms of what can you do with your business in today's marketplace that can help you build sales. And we're talking about word-of-mouth advertising. Why word-of-mouth advertising? Simple reason that if I'm someone that has a product to sell or I'm using a product and I know someone who can use that product and I talk to them about it and they actually do buy it, then what does that do for me? That creates an opportunity for me when they purchase the product that I can make a commission. And that's just an added source of income for me. So what you need to do is think about, well, what other opportunities are out there that you can use that will help you grow your business and grow your income? And sometimes there are products out there that may not coincide with what we do, and then there are products out there that will help us grow. The idea is, what are you going to do that's going to help you build a long-term residual income? And that's where affiliate marketing comes into play. The problem is that so many people do not see or do not think about affiliate marketing as an opportunity to generate an income in today's marketplace. So think about it. think about what you can do that can help you in the long run to generate a long-term income. And think about how you can leverage that into residual income. And there are companies that they find it's a lot easier to sell a product. And today, because everything is done on the internet, so many businesses are looking for ways to market. And if you market on the internet, guess what? If you use residuals, then you cut your overhead. The thing is, how are you going to look for ways to generate an income other than the traditional method? Other than these two methods, nothing works nearly as well. Guest blogging is generally a big waste of time unless the website gets a lot of traffic. Thousands of views per day. It's a much better to use email marketing or paid advertising than to hope for a miracle from guest blogging. And when we're talking about paid advertising, we're talking about online sites like Craigslist, where you can pay to promote your product and your service to hire people who are looking for something to do within a similar method or way of working. So, once you know who your market is and your product is identified, what is the best way to find your customers and affiliates and bring them in your tribe? Then, if you know your market, you will know that too. A simple Google search will tell you the rest. Every time I ask you a question, the answers you give are deep enough that it takes me a while to mentally digest. The solutions that come from that thought process, however, change the way I think about business. And let's go back and look at it. If you know your market, you will know that too. A simple Google search will tell you the rest. And guess what? If you have, when we go on the internet, Google search is the one that everyone knows, but you also have Yahoo search, you have other options, but Google is the most well-known and the one that people tend to use all the time. So look at something that you can do that can help you grow your business long term. And think about it. One of the ways to build a large email list is to joint venture. And why do we need to joint venture? Because you may be starting out and you may not have that large list to work with, but someone else does. And if they have a product that complements you and what you're doing, then guess what? You can benefit from using their email list, and then you can share in the profits. Now, on to the final question of my email archives. My friend John asked, what are the 5 top things I need to grow my business? John, a great question. The top 5 things you need are a great offer, a great sales system, a great traffic source, which could be affiliates, and that's the easiest, a great back-end set of products to continue to add value to your customers and get more profit to invest in building the front end, eventually a great team to support you. After sending my emails to John, I asked my business partner if I was missing anything. He replied, I would emphasize number two above all else because it includes one and three. And so long as it's repeatable, it provides the foundation the business needs to build upon. And let's reiterate and go back and look at number two, a great sales system. And a great sales system incorporates a great offer and a great traffic source, which could be your affiliates, and that's the easiest. And why is sales, you know, if you think about it, every company today that is starting up a software package to help you market, what do? They have a marketing system or a sales system that they call a sales funnel. And how do you bring people into that sales funnel? With a great squeeze page. And how do you market that great squeeze page to generate leads? By having a good contact manager or automated email system. So when you look at all of these things, they're all incorporated. And why a back-end product sale? Because you want to offer something for free and then generate a way of building your income by then offering them a product that can benefit them according to what they're getting for free, and go into depth on what they need to do, what they need to learn. So what we are talking about is how you can build and grow your business on a long-term basis. And all of these things can help you. And let's see, our mentor called this young optimal selling system and mandated that you need to spend 80% of your time on selling. Remember that. You need to spend 80% of your time selling. But too many people procrastinate and waste time on stuff like guest blogging, building a Facebook page, or filming YouTube videos. None of these are direct forms of selling. If you suffer from anti-selling itis, as many business owners do, don't worry, because the doctor of sales and the sales shark, Kevin Harrington, will fix you at our event. We'll give you everything you need to build your online sales skills to find the perfect product for you to share with the world, and the confidence and secret connection on emails. And you need to go out and get affiliates to promote your perfect product to their readers. Getting other people to sell for you is all part of the perfect sales machine. This is what we're talking about when we're talking about how it has been proven. Amway was the first one to prove that network marketing works. And what companies do on their online presence is they use affiliates or distributors. And in so many ways, if they are looking to grow a large force, then what happens is they are utilizing the people who are coming into their company and incorporating their knowledge and their products. And what we need to do is help you to understand that, okay, we'll give you everything you need to build your online sales force to find the perfect product for you to share with the world, and the confidence and secret connection emails. You need to go out and get affiliates to promote your perfect product to their readers. Getting other people to sell for you is all part of the perfect sales machine. If that sounds at all interesting to you, getting other people to give you money by doing the work for you, then you need to be at this event. Now, what we want to do is also look at how email marketing can benefit you and some of the companies that are out there that offer email marketing and how you could benefit from it. For so many people, they just don't understand how to put together an email marketing campaign. And what that does is that helps you build your marketing in a way that increases your visibility. And the more visibility you have, the more opportunities you have to increase your income. And this is what we're talking about. And you know, so many times there are stores in strip malls that are small stores, and they depend on walking traffic to come through and buy. But if they had an online presence, then all they can do is generate that increase of product. I remember a few years ago there was a store in a little strip mall, strip shopping center, that sold baby clothes, and they also had an online presence. They built their online presence to the point that website was earning more money than they were earning from actually being in a brick and mortar store. And let's back up and let's talk about, if you have a brick and mortar store, before you even open your doors, you have expenses. You have to pay for the lights. You have to pay for the space you rent. You have to do advertising even before you open your doors. And then if you're a small place, unless you are in that store from the time you open to the time you close, you need one or two people to relieve you, and then so you're paying out salaries. And unless you have a lot of walk-in traffic, then you are not making enough to warrant having a brick-and-mortar store. But if you have an online presence, then you're just paying a small one monthly fee for someone to be able to come to your website and buy. And one of the things that a lot of people don't understand is you have to market almost daily. And people don't buy the first time, but if they keep seeing your emails, then eventually they will check it out and they will take the opportunity to research you and your product. And the more they visit your website, the more opportunity you have for them to buy for you. As the Boston Globe highlighted eloquently on our behalf to announce today's launch of Savory Email Marketing. The launch of HubSpot's new email tools, email marketing is not dead, but over the years, some less than savory email marketing behaviors by brands, whether they knew better or not, have issued or soured many recipients to the email message filling up their inboxes. On the other hand, it has also made consumers jump for joy when they actually do get an email that is helpful, interesting, and innovative. Remember something. This is very important. when you send out an email, you want to make sure that you have some kind of tidbit, a pearl of wisdom that will make someone want to open your email. If it's always a sales letter, then eventually people will stop opening your emails and they will just put them into the spam file. So you've got to give them something that is going to make them want to listen to what you have to say. And that's the kind of email marketing we like to celebrate. We've written about fantastic e-commerce retargeting campaigns, how to create an email newsletter recipients actually read, and even how to use your email signature to support your other marketing efforts. But we realize we've never compiled a list of just plain awesome examples of email marketing that could inspire us and our readers. So here are some 10 examples of awesome email marketing. And great companies are always changing and evolving, and your customers expect it. What they don't expect, because too many campaigns haven't lived up to their end of the bargain, is to be told about those changes. What a refreshing change of pace. If you're going to change the way you communicate with a lead or customer, give them clear, fair warning. So if they aren't on board, you can make the necessary adjustments to keep the inbox clean. Uncommon Goods creates a sense of urgency without being pushy. You've heard it a million times. A few thousand of those times may have been from us. You should create a sense of urgency with your calls to action. That's what makes a lead take action, right? Sure, if it's done right. But often, the call to action is positioned in a way that morphs urgency into pushiness. The email from Uncommon Goods, however, succeeds in creating a sense of urgency because it focuses on the value of acting now. Look, I know what this email is really trying to say. Corey, you could be using our tool way better than you are now, but they say it so nicely. Take a look at the first sentence. They thank me and call me smart. Awesome. I'll keep reading. The second paragraph is when they give me some constructive feedback on better ways to use Yotta. If I follow the advice, I'll be better user of their service and as such, be more likely to complete a purchase with them. Finally, it ends with another heartwarming. They ask for my feedback. There's nothing better than asking for and receiving feedback from your users, even if they aren't a power user. In fact, those are often the ones who can make you and your product or service even better. And they've identified roadblocks to success that many other leads and customers may be facing. You may also notice that this email doesn't have a lot of bells and whistles. Great email marketing doesn't need to be highly designed. The email message is effective because it gives me helpful information in a brief, clear, and positive way. Amazon Local wants to deliver more personalized offers. This email from Amazon Local is short and sweet, with just one call to action. Click through this email to tell them what I like or dislike. That way, the deals they send me going forward can be more in line with what I'm likely to actually want. What's wonderful about the experience is not just that they asked, but also how consistent the experience is from email to a landing page. And a landing page is also known as a squeeze page. Take a look at the email below and the landing page that follows. Focus Point Global gets to the point. Focus Point Global provides focus groups for businesses like you and get some meaty market research. This is an email I received from them to participate in one of their online surveys. I'm on a lot of mailing lists for this type of research, and this is by far the simplest email I've received. All the information I need to know to determine whether I want to participate is called out in bold with extremely short explanatory copy following it. This is a survey about what do I get for taking it, how long will it take, where can I begin, and all my emails should provide such clear instruction. As you can see, growing your business depends on how you market. And I would like to remind you that you can go to my website, and that website is the number one personal career coach .com. And you can sign up for both individual and group coaching.